Nash FM 94.7 presents Miracle Mondays.
Chuck, one of the scariest days, my wife, Corey, came home. She'd been to the doctor. And she goes, I need to go in for a test on my heart. They said that there is a hole in my heart.
Oh, wow.
And everything turned out fine. But man, that was like stress. And that was my wife. That was a grown woman who'd gotten to live a ton of life. So on the phone, we do these Miracle Mondays because we talk to people that have had experiences with the Children's Miracle Network hospitals. And in this case, Lizette, you had kind of a similar experience, but I would imagine now being a dad, 10,000 times scarier.
Absolutely. Being that I'm a mother of three, finding out that our middle one actually was born with a heart defect, not knowing from birth, and finding out almost shortly before his second birthday that he had to have open heart surgery. It was actually quite frightening because I was just thinking, oh, I'm going to go to the doctor. It's just a heart murmur. It's nothing serious. So I go to the doctor's office by myself, and lo and behold, the results are that he has to have open heart surgery. We found out that day that there was no choice but having to have open heart surgery. So it was pretty frightening. Like you said, you couldn't sleep. My whole world stopped for weeks on end.
I don't think I realized like how much of the equipment has to be a certain size for kids. Like, you can't just go to a regular hospital.
Everything's got to be smaller.
Yeah, we were gifted with a surgeon. He's pretty much the only doctor that has this talent to perform open heart surgery via the axillary right underneath the armpit. So, unlike most people that do have open heart surgery at Maria Freire, where Dr. Wynn is, he actually has a procedure where he doesn't have to open up the sternum or open up a child's chest. He literally has a 6 or 7 inch incision right underneath his armpit, and nobody would ever even know he had open heart surgery.
That's bananas. Yeah. He had open heart surgery through his armpit.
It seems impossible, but it's just so amazing they can do that.
He looks like a normal kid. He literally was home in 3 days versus a recovery of maybe weeks on end being in the hospital. He was home in 3 days after open heart surgery.
Wow.
And so after going to Maria Ferrari, is there, do they have like an update for you, or do you have to just kind of wait and see how things progress throughout Jackson's life?
Well, as of right now, once he had the surgery, everything was fixed. The hole in his heart, his vein places were all fixed and everything. As of right now, he's completely healthy. Like I said, you would never even know he had a heart condition. You would never even know he had open heart surgery, period.
Every time you drive past that hospital, you must go like, I never have to worry about that issue again because of that building right there. That's crazy.
Absolutely not. That surgeon at their hospital, it's one in a million. If you could even put a calculation on it like that, the surgeon's hands and the talent that they have at that hospital, the whole team was amazing. But being that that surgeon has that procedure, it's actually amazing.
This is why we talk about these stories, because as a parent, it drives home the point how personal and how terrible and frightening these situations are. And then what a wonderful group of people and extremely talented group of medical staff the hospitals have. And it's why we do this every year. We ask you to contribute and make sure that these hospitals, there's three of them in the tri-state that are just fantastic. We want to make sure that they're always there, because what if it's your family that needs it? Or what if it's a kid you care about or a neighbor's kid?
Yeah, that's why we need to step in and help.
Go to NashFM947.com. We've got a link so you can find out how to donate. And we're going to continue to share stories like yours, Lizette. Thanks for taking the time to relive it and make an important message heard.
Thank you so much, guys.
Put your money where the miracles are. It's all to benefit Children's Miracle Network hospitals in the tri-state area. No matter how big or how small, your generosity goes a long way. Click to donate now at NashFM947.com.